The other interesting thing to see is that there are different patterns of obesity. Obesity isn't just simple. You tend to find that people are either apple shape or a pear shape. So an apple shape is where you carry a lot of excess weight around your stomach, around the middle, and a pear shape is where the excess weight is on the hips and thighs. And on the whole, you tend to find that women tend to be pear-shaped and men, when they're overweight, tend to be apple-shaped. But actually, it's also possible for women to develop apple shape as well, less likely for men to develop a pear shape. Now, this is important because it's been shown that the apple shape is more dangerous. There is higher risk of cardiovascular disease and death of all causes associated with the apple shape than the pear shape. And we sometimes call this central obesity because the excess weight is central. And there seems to be a higher risk associated with central obesity in particular. And because of that, people have suggested that in addition to BMI, we should also measure waist circumference, the circumference around the waist. And there are also cutoffs of waist circumference above which your risk of cardiovascular disease and other diseases is higher. And those cutoffs are 88 centimetres for women and 102 centimetres for men. So it's suggested that these should be measured along with BMI, because BMI might be high, but in some ways you might not be at quite such a high risk if you're pear-shaped than apple-shaped. If you have a high BMI and you're apple-shaped, then that is a higher risk. So I've indicated that obesity is associated with a higher risk of death of many causes, and that's because it's associated with a number of health complications. The top is the non-insulin dependent form of diabetes. We sometimes call this type 2 diabetes. It's the type of diabetes that you get in later life. It tends to appear after the age of about 40 and is very strongly associated with being overweight, whereas type 1 diabetes is not usually associated with being overweight and usually occurs in childhood. So this is an adult form of diabetes, very strongly associated with obesity. Obesity is also associated with heart disease, with a number of cancers, with osteoarthritis because of the excess weight that puts pressure on your bones, with gallstones, with a condition called sleep apnea. This is where excess weight around the neck and also the diaphragm makes it hard to breathe during the night when you're asleep and lying flat. And for some people, this is a problem because they can actually stop breathing during the night for 10 seconds, sometimes more, and that causes them to wake up, and obviously is very distressing and can be dangerous if they can't start breathing again. It's very strongly associated with reproductive disorders because a lot of hormones are activated by fat tissue. So if you have more fat, then you can get an imbalance in levels of hormones, and that can lead to reproductive disorders. And it's also associated with pathological and psychological disorders and social penalties. And what I mean by that is that there is evidence that people who are very significantly overweight find it harder to get a job and tend to have lower socioeconomic status and tend to have more psychological problems. So a number of complications that are associated with obesity. And this is just to highlight the proportion of some of the major diseases that we suffer in our populations and how much of those diseases are attributable to obesity. This is actually data from the USA. And this data suggests that more than 60% of type 2 diabetes is due to obesity as the primary cause. Similar story with some cancers, with osteoarthritis. About 17% of heart disease is due to excess weight, elevated BMI, due to obesity. So a lot of the disease that we see in our countries, in our populations, is due to obesity. And of course, you could argue that obesity can be treated. It's in some ways controllable. And so we would expect that the prevalence of these diseases should decrease if we were able to tackle the problems of obesity that we have today.